John, chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, look, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha, and her sister, and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he stayed at that time 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this he says to the disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples say to him, Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone you, and do you go there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things he spoke, and after this he says to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. The disciples therefore said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he spoke of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus therefore said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe, nevertheless let us go to him. Thomas therefore, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days' time already. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary, to console them concerning their brother. Martha therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary still sat in the house. Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that, whatever you will ask of God, God will give you. Jesus says to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha says to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection, and the life, he who believes on me, though he dies, yet he will live. And whoever lives and believes on me will never die. Do you believe this? She says to him, Yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. And when she had said this, she went away, and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The teacher is here, and calls you. And she, when she heard it, arose quickly, and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then who were with her in the house, and were consoling her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up quickly and went out, followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary therefore, when she came where Jesus was, and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled. And said, Where have you laid him? They say to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Look at how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not this man, who opened the eyes of him who was blind, have caused that this man also should not die? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself comes to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus says, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, says to him, Lord, by this time the body decays, for he has been dead 4 days' time. Jesus says to her, Did I not say to you, that, if you believed, you should see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes, and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. And I knew that you hear me always, but because of the multitude that stands around I said it, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He who was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus says to them, Loose him, and let him go. Many therefore of the Jews, who came to Mary and saw that which he did, believed on him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees, and told them the things which Jesus had done. The chief priests therefore and the Pharisees gathered a Sanhedrin, and said, What do we do? This man does many signs. If we leave him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing at all. Nor do you take account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation not perish. Now this he did not say of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation. And not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day forth they took counsel that they might put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but departed from there into the country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there he stayed with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many went up to Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover, to purify themselves. They sought therefore for Jesus, and spoke one with another, as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast." Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given commandment, that, if any man knew where he was, he should show it, that they might take him.